Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning.
So, I haven't told you where I'm thinking of going yet.
We're starting then, we're just setting off blindly.
Drum round Newington Green.
Much like the country.
Okay, nice.
We're off. Yeah, but where? Who knows? And who's leading?
It's our first post-referendum run, guys.
Rob's leading. We have a leader.
Don't worry, I know where I want to go. Where
I've resigned my leadership.
I think we should do is we should drop down through De Beauvoir Town,
okay,
and Haggerston. That's right, the high and the low cultures of London,
okay,
where we all live together happily.
Yeah,
and pick up the canal and pop down to Victoria Park. We haven't been there for a while.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what kind of lengthage?
I think seven miles.
Seven would be good.
Yeah,
the classic seven.
So, because I think since we went to Yorkshire.
Yeah.
I feel desperate to run in new and beautiful places. We've got to get out back out to the country.
I know we do, but it's the same that we live in the city.
Yeah.
So how's your running been? What have you been up to?
Well,
are you fitting well?
I'm slightly disappointed because, I mean, it's two things at once because I'm really fit. I went out, I'm really
fast.
First I've been since before we started doing this.
Right.
I've been running 7 miles at 7:10 miles.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it, you know,
right.
Just getting home, realising that my seven's taking me just over 50 minutes.
Brilliant.
Feeling great.
Yeah.
But that has a bit of an impact. And then last time, and I've been doing the top up as well.
Right.
You pocket that. I'm going to tell you in a minute about the top up. So, and that's
really to hear about the top up.
I am, but it has more of an impact, that speedy running.
And
last time we went out.
Impact on your...
Yeah, on your body. You know,
right.
You feel it coming back.
Right.
Because last time we went out, I was knocking you. I was saying, oh, yeah, blame the driving.
Yeah.
But I went for... We went for two runs in one day the other day. So I went to a tiny bit of speed. A couple of miles, quite fast running. And then
That felt like, for a guy who doesn't run that often... That felt to me almost tantamount to an act of lunacy, the fact that you're running twice in one day.
Yeah, but I was thinking it was just the same run. Maybe it was just too much time between them, you know.
Right.
I was just adding them up to make one run. But
right.
It's true that if you drop a few hours between them, it is two runs. But I am running kind of four times a week now. I'm in a much more runny place.
Run, yeah.
But then I did that. Still felt good. But then I had to drive to Cheshire for a gig. Whoa, that's a...
Running down to the canal.
Stone cutters cut it on stone.
Nice to see those traditional crafts coming back post-Brexit.
You love it. I like the way you blamed Brexit on the fact that you were late round to my house today.
Post-Brexit traffic.
Yeah, terrible.
Everyone's confused. There's no leadership. So go on then. So you've
got post-breakfast traffic.
You're driving to Cheshire.
Yeah. And it's 4 hours in the car. And I got really stiff. It was totally, pedal muscles, like just under my bum on my right thigh, around the back.
Yeah.
And it's just going, ooh.
That's tough.
And it was quite bad. It eased off while I was doing the gig.
Right.
And then when I went to get back in the car, I had that kind of body trauma feeling. You know, my whole body, and particularly, obviously, the achy bit.
Gets rigid.
There we go. We don't.
Stiff.
Don't
yeah.
make us get back in the car.
Don't do this again.
Please don't make me do it. And yeah. I drove home, and when I got home, I was in real pain.
So you drove to Cheshire and Mucking all night?
Yeah, and then after the two runs the day before.
Tough. That's tough.
Yeah, and then my wife had to wake me up in the night and make me take some painkillers. So I was thrashing around in agony.
That's tough, man. So what is this sort of knee stuff, leg stuff?
No, it's real just advanced stiffness. It doesn't feel like an injury.
Okay.
It just felt like, listen to your body stuff, you know, just leave it alone for a bit. Because we were going to go to the park run, weren't we?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just one too many. I've got to let this
let this
bum recover.
Sometimes you just got to rest, haven't you?
And it is. You can feel it coming back, you know, it's not. But it is funny that it's my bum, because it's better now. It hurts when I sit down. So I thought, oh, I'm absolutely fine.
And then you
and
sit
then
down.
I go to the toilet and go, oh! And in the bath, I leant back, and I went to do the Goon bath at the weekend, and I leant on a kind of banister. It was really painful. It was a really good pain.
Right.
So I was trying to kind of self-massage by rubbing my ass on this banister. I could really do with a good pummeling.
My mate Julie ended up running a 5K race the other day, and she had deep buttock cramp throughout. So I think it's something that's spreading. And then I did a gig.
It's Brexit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Brexit butter.
I call
butter
it
crap.
Brexit butt.
Yeah, Bramp. And my mates, he does stand-up comedy, Phil Kalal and Cochran.
I do that.
You do that as well, we all do it.
Yeah, yeah.
He takes a...
the guy.
He takes a hockey ball with him to kind of massage any parts of his body. He's got various sort of... They look like dog toys, little devices that he presses on his body to...
Yeah, yeah.
To just release pockets of tension. He's always working on his glutes.
I love... that's what I want. I want someone to work on my glutes.
Yeah.
When my wife, second mention for the lovely Julia today, woke me up to give me painkillers. I mean, that's good wifing, isn't it?
And it's good then, to wake you up to do that.
Well, yeah, because I was in that hinterland. You know, she was right to do it.
Okay.
I wasn't properly asleep. I was like, stuck on my back because I couldn't turn over to the sides. It hurt too much.
Yeah.
And then... But when she was pregnant with my daughter... She got to this point, she got kind of locked up, so she couldn't really walk quite late on. She's
right.
8 months pregnant. And she went to see the doctor. And the doctor basically punched her in the caboose
nice.
For half an hour, and then she could
like
walk
it.
Again.
Like it.
I'd like to find that.
That's a good treatment.
That bum puncher and get going it myself. But I was quite disappointed, as I say, because I feel really good about where the running's got to.
Yeah, but you're not going to miss anything for... couple of days, and it's just good to listen to those moments.
Exactly.
Like yesterday, I was knackered. I mean, I did the park run.
Yeah.
And then I was...
This was Highbury Park Run, yeah?
It was Highbury Park Run, and I sneaked a couple of seconds off my PB, but it's a fairly torturous process.
So you're on 1923 now?
I'm on 1923, yeah.
Bit like Britain. Come on.
Bit like that. And I'm trying to... Just trying to get faster, but obviously it's hard work getting faster.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and I was going to go...
It's hard work getting faster when you're fast. You know,
yes.
Accept that. That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I knocked 20-odd seconds off it when I got back from the Mayor Clinic. That's because I was just... There was nothing to me. I was just light.
And do you still weigh the same amount?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah.
Very good.
So I've kind of maintained that, but...
It's like when I had my food poisoning.
Yeah. It's always a good,
yeah,
good
great.
Tactic. So, but if I want to beat another 20 seconds off, which I'm trying to, it's going to be a bit tricksy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but
I was going to
challenge.
Yeah, I was going to go for a long run yesterday, but I did three shows and late night and at the store. And I'm just too tired.
Yeah, and that's the day after the park run. I mean, I think both of us need to recognise this. And it's just a little thing. It's common sense. But I think it's worth noting in words, because we're both really enjoying the running and feeling good. You can run too much.
And yeah,
you don't
of course
want to spoil
you can,
it.
Yeah.
You know, so... Well, I'm glad, because I felt bad about Saturday.
No,
not
no,
going
no,
with
no.
You.
It's best to be...
So the fact that you had the same thing on Sunday in a different way...
It's best to be a little bit under-trained than over-trained.
We're in gorgeous De Beauvoir town, by the way. Look at the church
that's
here while this car
it?
Goes past. Oh, no, we could get across the road. Yeah, let's go before the cars come.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's do it.
And sprint.
But sprint. It's a bit lovely, De Beauvoir. I don't know who De Beauvoir was. Simone de Beauvoir? I don't think so.
Was it based after Simone de Beauvoir?
I don't know.
Or was it Jack de Beauvoir?
I think it was
Simone.
Bobby de Beauvoir.
Yeah.
Slippery heel, Jack.
Good old Terry.
So, yeah, you can run too much, but I'm feeling really good.
And tell me, and you're doing loads of exercise, aren't you? You're doing loads of press-ups and sit-ups.
Well, on the one hand,
planking.
I've completely just, it's retro. You know, I completely reintroduced, about a month ago now, I reintroduced all the exercises I used to do.
Right.
Not so much, I mean, planking is part of it. But I was going to change and do more planking and more chin-ups and less crunches. But I haven't changed. I've just started it all up again.
Right.
And feels good. And it was felt incredibly tough at first. I which, of course, was like, oh, of course. Because I haven't been doing this. I'm not good at it, you know. And the other thing, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what your opinion is on this. I met a guy on a train who ran.
Yeah.
He was very self-effacing. Like pretty much everyone you talk to about running.
Yeah.
Oh, I never really run. You know.
I barely run. I polished off a marathon before breakfast.
Well, I've only done three ultras.
Yeah.
But he liked to go for a run. And he said, I do a couple of runs a week. But I always noticed that when you run three times a week, I was wondering if you're yourself getting better.
Yeah.
And he noted the distinction between two runs a week and three runs a week. As
yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think when I was first coming back in winter, I was on two runs a week. And that three runs a week, that's it. And doing my exercise session three times a week is the same thing. It's tough, but you notice improvement all the time.
I think the question is whether there's another bump when you move to like 5 or 6 days a week.
Probably is.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm much less paranoid about running after running than I used to be. I remember time difference making me have two runs a day and a half apart instead of 2 days apart, thinking, oh no,
it's
going to be a nightmare. Of course it's fine. But I still, when people say, I think Benjamin Zephaniah runs every day.
Yeah.
He's older and he goes out and just runs a mile, but still the idea of running every day. It's a bit scary, you know.
I mean, I'm running 5 or 6 days a week now.
Yeah.
And
you want to get that up to 8 or 9.
Well, people end up doing double sessions, don't they?
Yeah.
But 5 or 6 days a week feels fine.
I was
fine.
Doing a joke.
Yeah. But people. But of course, that's always the next question. Is more better?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a balance, isn't it? It's like, it's better if it makes you faster, but if it makes you injured and miserable, then it's not. So.
Yeah, it's like going right back to the original. I'll take on long runs, but only if it doesn't stop me running at all.
Yeah.
But the thing that's different for me now is we've come down, by the way, we're in Haggerston, which is excellent London juxtaposition between the fluffy, posh,
there's a
deli-ness of De Beauvoir Town.
Yeah.
You come across the 18 and 10, you get into Haggerston, it's like, oi, oi, Haggerston. But it's the same, it's really good. There's a place over there that does, well, I've never had the fish and chips, but they smell fantastic. So we can stop for fish and chips. It's closed.
Artfully named Cheetah Computers.
Yeah. They're speedy. And the community centre over here where my daughter does ballet. You know. Anyway.
It's right. One thing from the part run on Sunday is
go on.
Sort of realising
that it's too short, that it's long enough. Where were they finishing?
Yeah, that's a bit. It's obviously way long, that. I've obviously already beaten 90 minutes for 5K, but that's another controversy. I've narrowly beat this. This young lad who was wearing those long compression socks.
Yep.
And in fact, I probably only beat him because he stopped halfway through the second round to pull them back up again.
Yeah.
So I nicked a couple of seconds. But anyway, I beat him.
That's his decision.
Of course, that's his choice.
Yeah.
And
if you have to pull them up, they're not working.
No, that's
I'm
not right.
I'm not a scientist, but that's definitely the case.
I mean, it was ridiculous. But anyway, I managed to beat him.
Yeah.
And at the end, we're just having a little chat about running and stuff. He only runs twice a week.
Yeah.
No speed sessions, nothing. It's just a young, fit lad. It was quite chastening. I'm doing 5 or 6, you know.
Yeah.
2 speed sessions a week. I managed to just scrape a hollow victory, what with him losing his seconds with his compressions. I said, oh, I only run a couple of times a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that natural speed and fitness of youth, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, if he did a marathon, he'd snap.
Oh, yeah.
Is that leather versus elastic?
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
Well, I have to say that refining my... We're just getting onto the canal now.
Nice, yeah.
But we turn left, which makes a nice change.
We're going into Victoria Park. Careful of the bikes. Canoeing scenario.
Here this is us coming under the bridge. Where is he? And here's the canoeists.
Some kids making a break for the continent there. They've had enough.
Bit of Brexit fun. More Brexit fun. I think I've just taken a really appalling picture. blurry, wonky picture of those kids.
Great.
So, yeah, we turn left, we're heading down to Victoria Park. And, yeah, I think one of the things about feeling better and going faster, bum ache notwithstanding,
yeah,
is that I feel a little bit more confident in my own esoteric way of running.
Right.
I've actually got less of an urge. Thanks very much. Got less of an urge to do speed training and stuff. I get why they're good, but I also...
To me, you've never really lacked confidence in your esoteric way of running.
Well,
I've never noticed even a temptation to incorporate modern techniques into your single, fast-paced methods.
Well, it's true. I mean, we talk about them here, and I really want to... I do want to sort of bend my mind and see what you've got to say. And you're the running expert, and I'm totally self-taught.
No, not at all. It's working for you.
To note that
it's working for you, isn't
exactly.
It?
And now I feel good.
Yeah.
And I have to recognise that, you know, I'm sure that running in a sort of 2 minute burst or whatever it might be is going to improve my pace. But equally, I wouldn't like it very much.
Yeah.
I hate being told what to do.
Yeah, you've got to, yeah,
and I love cutting loose, you know. I love the meditative factor is really important, you know.
Yeah.
Going out on my own, listening to music, and turning around at the end and going, "Oh, I was fast."
Yeah.
Great. That kind of dislocation.
Yeah.
It's a really important part of running for me, and I think that I was in my unfitness. I lost sight of that a little bit. And, you know, my opinions will change again, and we should do some tempo training and check it out.
No, you've got to enjoy it. I mean, that's always the only point in doing any of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I enjoy... For me, it reminds me of being a kid and doing loads of track sessions. So
yeah.
I went to...
No, I really like that you're doing it as well. You know what I mean?
It's just interesting for me.
Yeah.
And good
with
fun.
With different people.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Living together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the absurdity of trying to sprint at my age. I just love it. Just feels so hilarious. You know, being on a track and... And with loads of people just legging it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think also really the like thing that, in a way, I think I do enjoy your reports coming back, and that helps me out. I mean, the fact that you've come back from that and said there's people there older than us going really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just that information is really good news.
No, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's
amazing. I got it from you, so
yeah.
I don't need to see it for myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll be there on Tuesday. Again, they'll be doing their long reps.
We should definitely do it. I'm just going to moan about it afterwards.
What you should do is come to one session.
Yeah.
Just a pure experiment.
Absolutely. No, I agree.
Just to see what it is.
It's more a kind of lens on where I'm at, of remembering that I like, you know, remembering that I have faith in myself as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you've reconnected with that, with your motor, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is great, yeah.
And the other thing, the new angle on that is, and I've said this before, but clarity, I never truly believed before this marathon that the exercises I do were that helpful to the running.
But they obviously are.
They obviously are, and I've seen the evidence now.
Yeah.
I've seen myself doing them and then getting better at running.
Well, I chatted to, I know some fella who doesn't run that high mileage and he's beaten sub-3 a few times. And he said the times when I did sub-3, I mean, he's a guy who runs like 40, 50 miles a week.
Yeah.
But he said the difference was the cross-training exercises.
Yeah.
He said that was the difference.
Absolutely.
So it's sort of, I think it's getting both, you know, I think a bit more running. And I'm going to start and do the odd, do more before this marathon in October.
Yes.
Because I think it's essential.
That's a good distance away from us now, isn't it? We're in that, I think at this stage, we're on that kind of pre-training.
Yes.
Before the training thing that we wanted to do at Christmas before we...
But in a couple of weeks, we'll be starting the training, actually in the training.
Yeah, getting a bit of distance.
Yeah.
Which also ties in with that thing of wanting to go to some new and interesting places. You've got to go running in Wales and Scotland and other parts of England.
Well, we'll be in Edinburgh in the summer, won't we? So we'll get a few.
Yeah. And I really want to get you to Wales so I can show you my favourite run there. It's a bit religious for me.
No, well, definitely.
The other thing is, I wonder, are they two different things or two similar things? Talking about my mindset and
go on, then.
You just enjoying the challenging ridiculousness of a bit of pace training.
Yeah.
Me going, oh, you can't tell me what to do, I'm a teenager. Yeah, these are our mindsets.
Yeah.
But equally, we are actually biologically different runners. I genuinely think,
go on then.
And this, maybe I'm on something here, I don't know, it's a new thought.
Explore it.
I think that you, as a naturally kind of lanky, string bean, off he goes runner.
Yeah.
Best training for you is probably running lots of miles.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it
Whereas
is, yeah.
I,
yeah.
My legs are like the least of my worries. And if yeah. I get this kind of aerobic machine pumping, the running will look after itself. You know what I mean?
Input, output.
Is it psychological? Is it physical? Well, are they two different things? Is it two different
I think all, I think all bodies get more efficient at running the more running they do.
Yeah.
I just think you find a way of doing the same thing with less energy. But I think I could do with a bit more upper body stuff
yeah.
and core stuff
yeah.
to just help make it easier. And it does certain things to your running form over time that makes it more economical, you know.
So what stretching and exercises do you do?
Very, very little.
But great sparrow moment there. Stereo sparrows.
I'm not doing anything really. I'm doing the odd glute thing, but essentially, I'm doing very little.
Yeah,
and I'm just and doing the odd. I'm doing the odd sporadic plank.
And it's all and a bit speculative, isn't it? Even when you do it, there's no rhythm to it. I mean,
no, I haven't settled into a rhythm of it at all.
I mean, when I went back to my press ups and crunches, I kind of went into them. I was like, oh, it's a nightmare. It's like, oh, bad luck. You're doing these three times after a week, after every single run, and that's the way it goes, you know.
Yeah. Bad luck, mate. That's yeah. just what's happening.
Yeah.
Get with the program, Rob.
Yeah. We took
There's
that
no
Brexit
way.
Again.
There's no
you can't go back on it.
There's no
I want
way
to go back on it. You can't. That's democracy. Yeah, in a cartoon. Anyway,
it's too late. It's too late.
It's not
Wasn't
too late.
It funny? Look, here we go. Go
Great. On. Just come into Victoria Park and someone's cut the grass. It's gorgeous.
Surely we can talk for a moment. Obviously, people will listen to this in the future.
Yeah.
I wonder how people were feeling 3-4 days post-Brexit.
Yeah.
Because the ramifications will ripple, won't they?
Yeah.
And we're at that stage where it's sort of absolute chaos, isn't it?
Yep.
Because no one really knows. Cameron resigns. Johnson, obviously, wanted to lose valiantly rather than win.
Yeah.
Because it's a much better position for him to lose whilst defending his country rather than win, and now he's got to run it.
No, I mean, these are two things that are happening concurrently. And if you're listening, I love the idea of someone listening actually in 100 years.
Yeah.
Because it is going to look ridiculous in the history books. I hope it looks ridiculous rather than disastrous.
Or we might even wonder what all the fuss was about. We
exactly,
just don't know.
Exactly. Well, either way, it is preposterous. Because you've got two things. You've got, like, the voice of the people saying, just take it, that's the way it is. And the voice of the people who asked for it saying, actually, turns out we didn't want it. We asked we didn't want it. And not only did we not want it, we had no plan if we got it.
Well, I don't think they expected to win, did they?
No, but you've got to have a plan.
Yeah, but also...
The Prime Minister said, right, we can do this or this. What do you think? And everyone said, we want this. And he's like, oh, really? Well, I haven't made any plans for that. Well, you're the Prime Minister.
Yeah, well,
you should have done.
He's done one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Which surprised everyone.
Yeah.
I think it surprised old Bojo and Govey.
Yeah, nice.
That he chipped off so quick. But and also Labour. In absolute,
yeah, they've decided
absolute
to
chaos.
Snatch back the news agenda and say, no, we are more rubbish than them.
It's absolute chaos.
So actually, rowing with people about it on Facebook has been really great. You know, getting to the point where it's got to name calling has been really cathartic for me. Is that healthy?
Do we do the...
Yeah, we're on the path.
I've realised that I essentially start the day now.
Yeah.
By logging on Facebook and having a row before breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just
before
get on
breakfast.
With it.
But like, after Brexit.
It's just like...
And also just people, these kind of bits of info go around, people say like, you know, yeah, but when will they enact Article 50? So yeah, well, that's... We can talk about that. You can't control it.
No, we just don't know.
Gorgeous. I just attempted to take a picture of some roses. I don't know if it went well. But there's some more roads up here, so I'll get them.
This is one of my favourite parts to running in London, actually. We should come in more often.
Yeah, it's just slightly... I'm glad we came down. It's perfect. But it's slightly... We get a couple of miles in before we get here. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how
it sort of works. Yeah, it's kind of...
Absolutely.
I used to run around here a lot last night.
It's beautiful. So, yeah, and it's just the tension in the streets again. hopefully by the time you're listening to this, dear listener, everything will have calmed down. But people are angry and people are racist, you know. People in lovely multicultural London, it's on the bus going, you know, literally coming out with a get back to your own country kind of it's craziness. It's like, what are you doing?
I think that's something that... I think it points out the divisions within the Leave campaign.
Yeah.
Within the kind of intellectually curious post-sovereignty.
Yeah.
Boris is actually quite into Europe.
Yeah.
But Farage isn't.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's the one who... He wasn't part of the official campaign, but my God, he's changed the landscape.
And this is the argument I got into, and I'm sorry if you're listening and this bothers you, but I'll just lay it out there. It doesn't matter. There's so many people absolutely insisting on how they voted Leave, but they're not racist. They had other reasons. It's like, but in this context, there's no difference between you and the racist. You made the racist happy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So from a Remain point of view, me making that distinction, it just doesn't help me. It doesn't move anything forward.
Well, I'll be honest. I had a lot of sympathy with Leave arguments, but ultimately,
good people have really considered this. I get it.
But ultimately, I voted Remain because you can't encourage that kind of feeling at all.
Yeah.
And that was it, really. That's why I voted.
Because this is it. And then people come and say, you can't say that everyone who voted Leave is racist. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that...
But by voting Leave, you have emboldened...
You've facilitated it, whether you meant to or not.
Yeah.
It's happened.
And they should
have
seen
that. People on the bus, they're in the street, they're at the Comic Geeks. And you hope, I think everyone, again, people who, I'm sure people who vote Leave, just assume that kind of good behaviour is a given. And we'll all do it, you know?
Yeah.
But it isn't. We won't, apparently. Anyway.
But it's also... some people. It was a massive protest vote, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Huge protest vote from people who voted UKIP in the last election and only got one MP.
Yeah.
Suddenly all of their votes counted. That's and right. So they all came out.
Absolutely. I mean,
they thought we will be listened to.
It was terrible politics because not only were people lying, you know.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage wrote something. He didn't just say it by accident in an interview. We'll take 350 million quid back off Europe and give it to the NHS, written on the side of his bus.
Yeah.
And the morning after they won, he said, yeah, in a minute. You know, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
But also, it wasn't just people lying. It was people being afraid to tell the truth. You know, there's plenty of people online saying, well, immigration is important for our culture because people come here, do good jobs, pay a lot of tax. And on the other hand, there's not that many of them. You know, we're talking a couple of 100,000 in a country of 60 million. But there was no Remain campaigners getting out there and saying that stuff, trying to convince people. No one actually going and addressing people saying...
Well, not inside your house.
Yeah, going up against someone who's saying, coming over here, taking their jobs, saying, I hear you, I know why you're saying it, but I've got some facts here for you, let's have a look. That dialogue didn't appear to be there.
I think that Project Economic Fear just backfired. I just think people didn't like being frightened by Osborne.
No.
I just think it was
And also,
wrong.
More fundamentally, British people just reject, don't they? They sniff that it's what
they don't like being told what to do.
Want them to do.
They don't like being said, if you do this, you'll be on the naughty step. Yeah. They just think, you know what, we'll just do it. But and also, Corbyn, absent a lot, but when he was there saying, I don't believe in an upper limit on immigration and stuff.
Yeah.
Doesn't help right at the end, does it?
No. Well, it's all timing and PR, you know, it's hard to know, you know, because I'm not sure. What I want is a Labour leader everyone gets behind.
Yeah.
I don't really care who it is. I need an opposition. When you've got government like this, it should be fairly easy to oppose.
Well, it should be an open goal at the moment.
Yeah.
But the Labour seems to be fiddling around the corner flag.
That's right.
To run with the metaphor.
Yeah.
Looking for the ball.
That's right. We've slowed right down in amongst some long grass.
Yeah.
It's all a bit difficult. There might be nettles in there.
Yeah. Danger.
Used a football metaphor and I got confused.
But I also think it's good not to panic and just see how it unravels.
No,
also be aware that it's on one level. I know this sounds a bit crass.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
just
yeah.
like There's loads going on. Cameron resigns live on air. The Labour Party isn't... No one knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, Hal Crittenden said that on Twitter.
It's just like...
say politics is boring. What do you think of it now? It's got interesting.
Yeah, it's just like... It's like... It's big times. It's funny, my son came down on the morning. My 13-year-old son, who's never been bothered about politics in his life.
Yeah.
You know, a kid sort of not quite understanding what's going on. He just said, we're so screwed. I said, why? He goes, we've all got to leave. I said, no, it doesn't... We don't have to... No one's leaving.
Yeah, he really hasn't understood. To be fair, I don't think he was the only person in Britain who hadn't understood.
No, well, that, I mean, that's the ridiculousness of it. Is it still democracy when people literally don't know what they're voting for?
I mean,
for?
I know it's a very... It's a Guardian article, so da-da-da, but there's a great article about Ebervale, which is like one of the... communities in Europe which has received the most funding from the EU.
Yeah.
There's a guy there standing in front of the sports centre saying, what have they ever done for us?
Yeah.
So, well, you see that there? They pay for that.
Yeah. But funding comes in and out, doesn't it? But for people to not realise, to be on telly the next day just saying, oh, we all voted out, but we didn't, you know, we didn't mean it, sort of thing.
And ultimately... I don't really respect that. I think, oh no, you didn't want it. Well, you shouldn't have voted for it then.
Yeah, well, that's idiocy. Yeah. That is idiocy. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, democracy, democridiocy.
Yeah.
But it's absurd, isn't it? It's a nonsense.
It's a kind of cartoon democracy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the other thing that's come up a lot in my thing, and particularly, again, the last few days, maybe things have calmed down, maybe it's still going on, is this sense of, oh, well, it's a referendum, so it's pure, pure democracy. And once it's set... You can't turn it back.
Well, of course you can, yeah.
Of course you can.
And it's not legally binding.
Yeah, and it's not democracy if you have to change your opinions and beliefs. That's not how that works. And also, I was saying it before the vote, it's not because Remain didn't win, it's because I did disprove the whole thing, is that referendum isn't good democracy. Good democracy is when the government are in touch and the parties canvassing for your vote at the election are in touch with the people they're talking to and prepared to give them what they want. And if you do that, then the general election is like a referendum.
Yeah.
And you don't need one. I mean, where does it end up? You can't just have people and a referenda with no government in between. Let's get back over onto this path here. Because someone's got to actually run the country. It's not just an opinion poll.
Well, it's going to be really interesting now because... They're not going to invoke this Article 50 until they work out what Europe's going to look like.
Yeah.
By which time there might be a new Labour leader, a new Conservative leader.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be another general election on the terms of the New Deal agreed with Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Which in effect becomes another referendum.
Yeah, and of course there's that angle of Europe going, okay, well if that's what you want, can we please have it because we're sick of you? Which is so...
Well, Merkel's being really placatory, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem is, not that there's a problem, it's Juncker.
Yeah.
Juncker's saying, okay, go! You wanted to go!
Close the door on your way out!
And now we're like,
but we might not want to go!
Leave! There's a lot of people... There's a lot of placatory... messages getting sent out in every direction because it's really hard work, isn't it?
And if I can mention the lovely Julia again, brilliantly, she was cycling to work on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And she completely neutrally, you know, with no agenda, went past Boris's house as he went to work.
Right.
So he kind of came out and gave a little speech.
Yeah.
And if you look at the news footage on YouTube, look for a lovely lady in a red coat.
Yeah.
Someone just trying to get past.
Yeah.
That's not what she talks about.
I think that... I do think stuff like that, though, just plays into the hand of Boris being next Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I just think it's like... It's understandable people being angry, but...
Yeah, but he's going to be fiercely opposed by the confident leadership of... Insert name here.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row?
Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, here's a test. We're going past these stone things. I'm going to check if you're listening to me. Where are these stone seats from?
We've been here before, haven't we?
Yeah, and I told you where they're from.
Like it. I'm feeling really strong running this morning. It feels really good.
I'm loving the running. Really enjoying it. And coming here was great as well. I thought it was going to be rainy, actually.
Beautiful.
It was such a rainy run last week, which we loved. Dear London Bridge, those they're from.
It's great for the garden. I tell you what, mate. I mowed the lawn last week.
Yeah.
You won't know it now.
Right.
The grass has just shot
right up. Right back.
Shot right back up.
The neighbours have cut the ivy. We've got big ivy at the back.
Yeah.
The neighbours, really nice, came round and asked.
Okay.
You know, because you've got to get on with your neighbours.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to love and trust the people you're next to.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So anyway, this lady came round and said, we're going to cut the ivy. Hope you don't mind. Some of it might fall down on your side. And we said, okay. But they cut the top of it, so because I'd been letting it grow to make a higher wall, so yeah. I kind of give it a haircut.
Okay.
Right. I was letting the mohawk go further and further up. And by the way, I've made myself sound like a gardener here.
Yeah.
Trimming this ivy is
You've
the only gardening I've ever done. And
I've
make
listening
a big meal
of
it once every 3 years.
Yeah.
Titch Marsh, I am not. So, yeah, they cut the top off.
Right.
So it's still really thick and really growing well. I think the fox still lives in it. But we've got a whole
You have a
row.
Fox who lives in your ivy?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I sneezed and woke it up the other day. It's brilliant. I sit and we've got back doors into this little yard.
It's quite a comfy fox.
And it's very
Do you feed? Do
very
you feed
relaxed.
The fox? Something
no,
else?
No.
Right.
And it can't get into the garden because the garden's really dropped down.
Right.
It just walks along the top of the fence and kips in the ivy. But it's, you know, foxes, they're so
lazy.
Yeah,
can't
well,
be able to go home.
They're insolent. They just hang out, you know. Like, I was trying to take a picture of it once, sneaking up to the leaves, trying to peer through the gap and get a glimpse of an eye or an ear.
Right.
And then just sat up.
Yeah.
Stuck his head up over the top.
Yeah.
And looked at me like, what? So I got quite a good picture.
Check out my visage.
Got a problem with me.
Yeah. Got no respect whatsoever, are they?
And then, yeah, I was sitting with the back door open. Just sitting on the chair nearest the door.
Right.
And I was fiddling with the iPad. And I went, achoo! And the ivy just went, oh, God. I should get up. Yeah,
they do quite scary. It's one fox is fine.
Yeah.
But if you suddenly, you're out running and turn a corner and see a few.
Yeah.
It gets suddenly a bit weird. And they don't run away. They just look at you.
Yeah, you give that look.
This is weird.
Start throwing out racist remarks.
Stare. Yeah.
I am, yeah, exactly. I got back the other night. In fact, I might have even been limping in. So it's all sort of wounded after
Cheshire.
Cheshire. So I thought, all I've got to do is get from the car to the house. Yeah. I can make it. And then
come on,
they
Rob.
Could smell weakness. And
come
these
on.
Two kind of teenage foxes, either in the gaps either side of the car, parked on the other side of the road.
Were they on their iPhones?
They were
like
looking
those
at me.
Teens.
I gave them a look and I thought, oh, they're run away now.
They
just kept looking.
And they didn't, yeah.
So, yeah, you make it all the way inside.
Yeah.
Because you know what you are if you don't make it inside? Big dinner.
Foxit.
Big
post-Brexit foxes.
Big payday. It's a squirrel up ahead.
Man down. Deering down. Imagine the foxes.
Can I get stopped? Stop.
Tearing
stop.
At you.
Come on, mate. Oh, I thought I was going to get him. There's a squirrel on this tree. Come on, squirrel.
Wait. It's just gone around the other side now.
Come on.
There it is.
Yeah, they love that. He didn't like the whistle. I don't think he liked the whistle. Oh, you can trust me.
Squirrel charmer.
I voted Remain. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah. But it's nice to break. It's really good, Victoria Park. And I think Actually, it's a good thing that it's that distance away because it makes it special, you know. Love Clissold Park so much, but I get there so often.
Yeah, yeah. But it's only a couple of miles away, isn't it? So it's nice to have a little hour.
Yeah, yeah. I am a cider drinker. Have you told our listeners about your Clissold Park 5K?
You what, mate?
Your 5K in Clissold Park?
Yeah, it was good.
I think we've heard about it.
Well, no, I mean, that was... that was just an evening 5K. That was nothing that much to report, really. Just a nice little evening race in the midweek.
Yeah.
Did about 19:35. Just kind of stuck around 19:30 for 5K, so...
Yeah.
But it's they're just nice little... I'm just running loads of 5Ks this summer.
Yeah.
So what are you... We're getting near the... We're sort of going to start blending into marathon training for October soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we say a time? Can we project into the future? Can we?
No, I'll see how fit I am.
Certainty.
I'll see how fit I am come September. I'll do the training.
Right.
I'll see what it tells me. I don't think.
So you do the training first and then listen to that as opposed to.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if I push it and get a good pace and get up to split distance, I know what kind of pace I'm capable of. I'm going to find out how far I can sustain it for.
Yeah.
And how far I can push it. So we know where the window is.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to set it up like a beacon and go for it because, yeah, I think I probably will do it faster than I did the London Marathon, but I don't think I'll set it up and chase it. I don't think that's my way.
Yeah.
But I think that I was going to go back right to, it's interesting what you're saying about 19-minute parkrun because I think it's different for you, not just because we're different people, but because you've got three in your sights. And three is a thing.
Three's a thing, yeah.
No, it's like when we were on Hampstead Heath all those months ago. You were talking about your friend who got 3 hours. I forgot in his 50s. He was still working through getting 3 hours in a second or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. 3 hours are like 23. But what is 23 seconds?
Yeah, yeah.
Surely, does it actually exist?
And you know, he's right away. It's interesting how, with the parkrun, you're always chasing 20, but it's arbitrary. You know, if we measured seconds differently, it'd be 21 or 19, and now you're chasing 19, which isn't nearly as sexy as 20.
No.
But it's a lot faster.
It is a lot faster, yeah. As you get faster, it gets harder to get faster.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm not going to beat myself up if I don't beat three, but I'm going to go for it.
And we joke about it, and we diss people, you know, we say we diss ourselves for being old and stuff. But when it comes down to it, there's always someone faster than you.
Oh, yeah, of course, there's loads.
So I mean,
there's a guy who was second at the Highbury Park run.
Yeah.
He was in the 55 to 60 age group. So he was like just over, he was something like 17:45 or something.
Yeah.
So of course, yeah.
I know I always want to do a joke about the year when you talk about these things, but when he said 17:45, yeah. I genuinely pictured a kind of Hogarthian fat guy in like white tights and a red
tunic.
Coat.
Yeah.
Holding a glass of red wine,
eating a boar.
Oh, there's a helicopter in the park, which is exciting, although possibly bad news. Look, did you see?
But oh my goodness.
Yeah. I hope they just landed for a laugh. It's not an air ambulance. It was a very happy child looking at it, so.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That'd be some kind of.
Yeah. Some kind of PR opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Oh no, it's gone up round the other side of the tree. That's a helicopter squirrel joke for you there, listeners. Cyclists and helicopter. Hope everyone's okay. Right. We've done the long eastern area of Victoria Park and we're going to cross the road back into the smaller picturesque bit of it.
The main thing, I want a bit of breastfeeding in the park, always nice to see.
Very good.
Didn't get a picture, I noticed. Good. Like it. Respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold it there, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you mind if I...
Do you mind?
Selfie, let me get around the back.
What I want to...
I'll get on the other one.
Rob takes your left, I'll take the right. Can we
just put the baby on the ground a second.
Yeah. Mid-race nutrition, the new direction. When finding a breastfeeding woman, feel free to latch onto the most.
I'm going to pretend, because I'm vegan. Hope you're not offended
by that brief foray into post-EU comedy.
No, I meant not offended with the lady. I think everyone listening would definitely be offended.
What I... What I would like to take on from...
I really thought this lady was calling to
us. Whistling at us, yeah.
Sorry.
The post-London thing was... It was the first marathon, really, I ran that didn't really destroy me.
Yeah.
I felt okay. I mean, I felt, obviously you feel really tired, but
yeah.
I felt like I negotiated the wall elements in a more solid way than I'd previously done. So
yeah, absolutely.
I kind of want to take that one.
Yeah, and there's all different sides to that, aren't there? I mean, I felt so good last year. And then, and now looking back, I just think, well, I should have given more.
Yeah.
And this year, I told myself I'd given everything I had, though it was less.
Yeah.
And told myself it was good news that I felt like death on the finish line. But now I know that that's true, and it was.
Yeah.
Because I am fitter now. I keep going on about it, I don't know if you noticed.
Well, you can only run with what you've got on you, but
it's exciting. But I think we both, in a funny kind of way, talking about opposing styles and attitudes and experiences, but also, I think we both, psychologically, were really pleased with how we ran.
Yeah.
Because you used what you had to achieve something without kind of breaking yourself on the wheel, and I used what I had to kind of get around on pure psychology when my body had nothing more to give. You know?
I mean, don't get me wrong, I was almost crying with relief when I stopped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
still
like
a marathon.
The pain in your legs.
So this is great. We're running, running competitions and running down the middle of a road. In Victoria Park, you get to do this.
Yeah.
And then go down the middle, I'll get you. No sense that a car's going to come and get us. Less camp hands, please. He doesn't do that all the time. That's one way you can save energy, is not doing the butterfly hands.
Yeah.
It was Pride in London on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And Sadiq
I saw a bit of that, yeah.
It was nice timing.
Yeah, it was great, yeah.
I'm sure there were people in other parts of the country didn't know about it or didn't appreciate it, but Pride coming 2 days after that
it
vote.
It was nice timing, actually, wasn't
it's
it?
It's a special moment, you know.
Yeah.
And
you had that policeman who stopped the parade to propose to his boyfriend.
Yeah, excellent. In some ways,
that's progress, isn't it?
We are going as a
society. Of course we are. We always are.
I think we are. And sometimes I think that even the worst things, I don't know about, I'm not talking about the UK, maybe Donald Trump or whatever, people kick against it. I do think you can see a positive in that, you know, that kind of sense of panic. I think that fundamentalism, and I mean it in the widest sense of the word, like in any context.
Right.
Sorry there.
Yeah.
I like to hope that it's your reaction to the fact that we're getting to a more an enlightened society where it's impossible to hold on to that kind
of. But I think it's also a sign that a section of society feels completely disempowered.
Disenfranchised,
well.
That's right. Yeah, you've got to respect that. I mean, people always
it's about
think.
Listening to them.
Yeah.
Trying to make their lives better.
That's right. Whether you're slagging off middle Americans or talking about, people who don't distinguish
Sunderland.
Between Muslims in the UK and Muslims in the Middle East and Daesh.
Yeah.
You've got to recognise that all these things, it's all tied to the same thing. We're living in a small world now. It's a global community, you know. Everyone's actions are connected to everyone else's actions. And we're going to have to...
We've got to listen.
We've
got to listen
to each
other.
And live together and listen to each other. That's right. Isolationism in any context...
It's not going to work, is it?
It's not going to work. Might lead to trouble. So back on the canal now. I'm very pleased we went to Victoria Park. Look at the size of these leaves. Talk of leave, huh? Right. Leave. Right, leave. Do you see what I'm saying? Leave.
Look at the size of those levers.
Yeah.
Talk about the size of levers. I went to... stuck my head around Nando's yesterday.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I've never been. And this is... that's
wait,
certainly going to lose listeners.
Wait, like,
never! Like, never
I've,
once!
I've
never
I've
been to Nando's.
I've been to Nando's a couple of times. The kids love Nando's.
My Nan does.
Your Nan does. Yeah.
Brilliant.
But then she was asleep at the back because Nan does. But anyway.
she's very, very into it.
But
I tell you what. I went in
there
once, but I was just chicken.
There's loads of people who are
not
healthy eaters, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look at, I mean, I don't want to make a snap judgment, but just looking at the basic kind of body weight mass ratios going on.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, mate. Yeah. They're not marathon training in there. I don't think that is a refueling stop.
No.
Those curly chips and peri-peri sauces. And my son wanted some chicken wings.
Yeah.
Bloody
so
hell.
You said they won't suit you.
It's like, no, but it's like, you know, when you're sort of, you're getting into your healthy eating and you're, reading books and your smoothie in and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just nip in. And they didn't look happy either.
Yeah.
And I'm all for them. I wanted them to look happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't get that off it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird. I mean, yeah. Said that, people don't always look very happy in health food
well,
shops
you
either.
Remind me of...
So, you know.
I've said this before. It says Je suis Charlie on this bridge, which is, it seems a long time ago now, in a way.
Yeah.
Important to
Je
remember.
Suis Charlie.
Je suis Charlie Hebdo.
Je suis Hebdo.
Je suis Charlie. So we're in Hackney, which 80% remain Hackney.
Yeah, there's a lot of... But that became the competitive thing in London, didn't it? Who had the most liberal... Yeah. The most liberal district of voting.
Yeah, which doesn't really help anyone.
No, it doesn't help anyone at all.
And, you know, the same thing, blaming it all on old people. I mean, it was all their fault. And no, if you voted Remain and your parents voted Leave, I want to phone them up and give them an earful. No. That'll help.
Yeah, I don't think that helps either.
No.
This kind of, it's all the old people's fault.
No.
Pardon?
Do you remember the cruise? Yeah, but I think if
there's
that
different old people
it
as well,
might have affected the vote.
Yeah, maybe our gigs affected it.
Anyway, but yeah, none of this helps really.
No, but you either respect the elderly or you don't, do you?
Yeah.
If you don't want to, you know what I mean? It's like
no. The thing I would distinguish is, I think when people say, "Hey, come on, this is where we're at. We're going to move on." It's true, you know. We need to start working on loving each other and being together and stuff. But on the other hand, two things. We should have a second referendum. No one really wants this. And two, I was not going to say, yeah, racism's okay now.
Oh, no, that's absolutely fine.
So I'm quite looking forward to finding someone racist on the bus so I can have a good old row with them.
Yeah, I think you should stand up to it whenever.
Yeah,
whenever
exactly.
You see it, that's just an ongoing thing.
Yeah, so you've got to carry on believing what you believed in before.
Yeah. And in terms of other referendum, I think just see what happens. Just let it unfold. Let the politics unfold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going
to
be...
It just doesn't seem to be any, does it? It's a trouble. There is a magic wand. I think we all want someone
actually
come along and say, well, this is what we should do, and I'm in charge, so it'll all be all right.
No, but the politics is happening every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Juncker's saying go.
Yeah, but they're all making it up as they go along. So
Merkel says...
There's no one playing the long game, and the only people who've got long games are playing very selfish, twisted... chess-like long games that haven't really played out.
But history. History's a continuum, isn't it?
Yeah,
no
yeah.
No one knows what happens.
Yeah, but I'd love it if they could sort it out before I died.
It will sort out before you die, mate, don't worry.
God, I hope so.
It would be nice for me personally if I could smash my PB in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
In York.
Yeah.
Just because I used to race around there loads when I was a kid. They had a... York 5 mile road race linked to half marathon. I used to go there every year.
The thing you have to recognise, and this is all positive, is it's really in your power, you know. I think this time last year, you'd gone for a run in the chat and you said,
I don't know if I'm going to do the marathon.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it. And,
yeah.
You know, I got my 3:09, but that was years ago.
I really like boots.
You know,
yeah.
You are now, yeah, well, that's.
I've just had half a chicken and a bottle of wine before I came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not in that place anymore.
No, I'm not. No.
Your recent marathon time is comparable to
my
your best ever
yeah.
marathon time.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm faster than I've been for a while, so yeah.
Faster than you were before.
Lighter.
Stronger.
Lighter.
Gentlemen,
older,
we can rebuild.
More stupid.
Yeah, you're still based on valves.
Yeah, yeah.
He's analog, don't get me wrong. Yeah, so, yeah, but getting a few more miles, staying steady. Hills, I love going up and down hills.
I like hills, yeah.
I think the hills are...
Hills are the key.
They're in
hills
the hinterland, aren't they? They're training.
Crucial.
You can train for running on a flat by going up a hill. So it's a different kind of exercise, but it's still running. So
yeah.
You don't feel like you're wasting your time doing sit-ups. But you should get some exercise in there.
Hills give you strength.
You need a schedule.
Yeah.
I think one of these, if you're running 5 or 6 times a week, make it 5 and make the 6th time a training session of other stuff.
Well, surely if you just do 10, 15 minutes a day 3 times a week, you'll feel a bit of a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of something, yeah.
But I do, if you're including stretching exercises, I do kind of 3/4 of an hour after every run.
Right.
And it's... And I can feel it. It's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And talking about the 20-minute or 19-minute park run or the 3-hour marathon, I was going to tell you about the top up, wasn't I?
Yes.
Well, I noticed. I got to the point where I wanted to do 3 minute planks, but 2.5 is the apex of my what I can do at the moment.
Yeah.
In fact, I can do it now, but for the first couple of weeks, that last 30 seconds was sheer bloody-mindedness.
Yeah, torture.
So I was doing that 3 times a week, so that's 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Doing 10 reps of 30 press-ups 3 times a week, so
which
that's 900 press-ups.
Yeah.
So I created the top-up.
The cheeky top-up.
Cheeky top-up, which is where on a Saturday, if I did a park run, I'd do it after a park run.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you don't need a park run, don't need any kind of run. On a Saturday, I re-stretch my legs.
Right.
But only half the amount I do after a run, because I've been for a run.
Okay.
And I do 4 reps of press-ups, but only 25, not 30, so it's like a little break.
Yeah.
And I do one more plank.
So you get your magic.
Get to my magic numbers. It means I'm doing 1,000 press-ups a week.
Right.
And 10 minutes of planking.
Yeah.
Which is both good for the body and good for the soul.
Yeah. And good for the... Good for the numbers.
Good for the OCD.
Runners like numbers, don't they?
Yeah.
Numbers. Because people do top-up runs at the end of the week to get themselves up to...
mileage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Little top-up.
How many miles a run? How many miles a run a week? A week a run. Let's go this way just for a difference. You've got back to where we were on the canal and just slightly past just to get a different route on the way home. But we'll come off and go back up through to Beauvoir Town. The canoeing kids have finished as well. They're coming in underneath the weeping willow on the other side of the canal there. It's pretty picturesque. Here they are. And as they would say,
come in with me canoe.
My daughter
canoe.
Does sailing on a Monday.
She goes sailing on a Monday.
Yeah, up at the reservoir. You know, we were around the other day.
Yeah.
And with the school. It's brilliant.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying to her, and I don't know if we can use this advice, but it came to me while she was at school last Monday.
Right.
She'd have said that this morning. Which is, you can swim, you're wearing a flotation device, and there's grown-ups in charge of the whole situation. So you're safe.
Yeah.
What's the only thing you need to watch out for? And she said, panicking.
Yeah.
I said, that's right. You fall in the water and start going, oh, no, I'm falling in. You're going to get in trouble.
Just chill out, yeah.
Easy said than done, but still.
It's good to hear that sailing isn't the preserve of the private school, isn't it? It's nice
Absolutely.
To hear state kids are going sailing.
That's right.
Lovely.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the EU funding for that will go now. But
yeah, that one I think, yeah.
Look at these flowers. That is just... Sorry to stop, Paul, but look
stop
at this.
On.
I've got foxgloves. Just everything. Poppies. It's incredible that exists in life. It's gorgeous. Look at that.
What is a run
what
if you can stop and smell the flowers?
That's right. That's right, Junkers. You're not really allowed to do that accent anymore now we've left the EU.
I might be doing...
What's a run if you can't stop and smell flowers?
English flowers. Don't they smell nice now we've got our country back?
I smell of sausages.
This one of my mates, I think on Facebook, this bloke was eating a steak or whatever. You know, one of those pictures where people say, just enjoying a meal or whatever.
Yeah.
And then his mate said, yeah, but it tastes nicer now. You've got your country back. As if it affected the very taste of meat.
Did someone really say that?
Someone said that, yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Shouldn't think so.
Affecting all areas of life, including taste.
Because of biology. Although we were talking about how good a sandwich tastes when you're on the mountain in pouring rain.
Yeah.
You could get a sandwich. It's brilliant how things get better when you really need them. You know?
Like it's like that drink post-marathon, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
right. Oh, my alcohol-free beer at the end of the Berlin Marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Nectar! In Berlin, you know, where all my German brothers and sisters live.
Nearly punched the cyclist in the face
just
there.
Just for you. We haven't got a cyclist, but I think I should get... Paul was doing this gesture. Let me selfie it. Do it again. Yeah, that's right. Celebration. And fist
nearly,
tie.
Nearly punched.
And, I didn't get that. Can you show me your fists again? That's right. Celebration. And nearly did a kind of Bruce
reverse
Lee in the face of a passing cyclist. It's brilliant. Portuguese restaurant, that's closing down now. It's So we'll turn right up the slope here.
Cool.
I don't quite know where it goes. I just know it points
we'll
at my
find
house.
A way. We will find a way.
We'll turn right away from this flag. Yeah? See that flag?
Yep.
We're going to turn away from this flag.
We're turning away.
On the turning away. I don't want to, but it
be
looks
careful,
like
mate.
I'm going
to. But where are we going? Take a picture of this.
Don't even know.
Take a picture of it.
I see you. We don't even know.
Let me do a little thing.
Guys, the performance art is what we've got here. We don't even know where we're going. Mystery awaits us. You behind that. Someone shared a shared a video of some little go left and right. Little boars tuddling along the edge of a stream.
Right.
And getting stuck and kind of looking around going, oh, where do we go now? Climbing up on top of each other, looking at the camera, looking scared, and then running off in the opposite direction. As an analogy. It was strong. Yeah. Strong analogy. So we haven't run here before.
So how's your knee? Are you feeling okay then?
Absolutely
your knee's
fine,
feeling
yeah.
good. Right.
My left knee is...
knee update.
Is it's just... I feel equivocal about the fact that when you run hard, it hurts more.
Right, okay.
Because it makes sense, and it makes you feel good. But I also feel a bit sulky about it. No, well, that's not fair. That's how I want to run.
Of course, yeah.
You know, Superman's dad said, you know, you've got to push your abilities as far as they'll go, otherwise what's the point?
And you think it's just there now forever?
What, the left knee?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the left knee pain, let's hope it's there as a physical
Yeah, I think
reality,
it'll calm down. I think that, I mean, as I say about feeling equivocal, I really don't want to be injured. I don't want to have to not do anything. But on the other hand, I think if you're running as hard as you can, then your weakest areas will kind of flash
start
yellow.
To hurt.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if my left
Amber
knee
warning. Yeah.
or my left rib hurts, I don't really mind. You go. As long as I don't feel like I've actually injured them again.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like your eyes getting tired after you've done some driving. It doesn't mean never drive again. It means take a break, put your glasses on, you know.
Pull over.
It's because you've been using them. That's okay. And yeah, I pull over if I'm cold. That's right. Same thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Pull over. Rest your eyes. Begin again.
Let's cross again.
So I'm going up to Edinburgh this week.
Oh, the running up there is so good.
I'm hoping to get up by Arthur's Seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick a few miles.
The best thing, wherever you go, there's some great flat running in Edinburgh as well. Though.
Right.
Innocent Railway.
Okay.
Do you know the Innocent Railway?
No.
I didn't find it till a couple of years ago. It's fantastic because where the road comes in from past the Commonwealth Pool and all the university accommodation.
Okay.
The main kind of road from town to Arthur's Seat.
Yeah.
There's a tunnel underneath it.
Wow.
I didn't know it was there for years. It's about a quarter of a mile long and it's where the old Innocent Railway goes. And it used to run all the way out to the coast. And do you know why it's called the Innocent Railway?
No.
It's because they were scared about how dangerous steam was.
Okay.
No, so, which sort of dates it, you know, it's a pretty early railway. It's pulled by horses.
Right.
And if you go down there, there's a little footbridge on the path. And it's like one of the earliest iron bridges in the world, anywhere. It's a really
Sounds
good run.
Great. I'll have to try and get through.
And then on the other side of town, the east end of town, west end of town, get it right, dearie, is the canal. They've cleaned all that up and it's really nice. So if you want to avoid hills, there's good places for it, but equally...
My main area of thought going there is because I'm going Ryanair.
Yeah.
And I've opted for the cheapest way to go on Ryanair.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether my bag's going to fit to qualify as... I'm worrying about economy of packing.
What you're saying is you're probably going to do your gig dressed in these clothes.
Yeah. I'm contemplating going in like full running gear.
Maybe you should run com your microphone into your sound system.
I'm just determined not to give Ryanair any excess baggage, kind of. So the whole thing becomes a way of getting there and back as cheaply as possible, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it's. I mean, I could go on about places to run in Edinburgh all day, but I won't. But when we go in summer,
should I do a park run?
Well, there's two park runs, aren't there?
Give me the fastest.
Well, I haven't done either.
All right. Okay.
I've been invited on the one out along the coast, which when we were invited sounded pretty bleak. But it was February, you know.
Right.
It'd be nice now. I don't know where the other one is. I just know that there's two. But, you know, I'm not sure if they'd go to the picturesque, slightly touristy bits I'd go to, because they're probably Scottish, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
I want to keep it tough, like.
Yeah.
I might do one, we'll see how I feel.
If you're listening in Scotland, tell us quick. Should be able to get the information before we get to Scotland, or before we get there in the summer. What we want to do is, while we're in Edinburgh in August, we'll interview some running comics, and we'll do it in some of these nice places.
Yeah.
So that's quite exciting. There's a really fabulous place called the Braid Burn. If you run out of Edinburgh to the south,
yeah,
you kind of go down the road past the university and turn right along a stream and follow it up through this valley. It's so picturesque, it's just ridiculous. So we'll go there.
When we get back to my house, I'll get the map out. I'll show you some lovely routes.
Might just do a couple of dog runs. That's right. I really want to get a path of seat, actually. I just like that.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely.
The rugged nature of it, you know.
And the run down the middle, if you go from the kind of high pass between Salisbury Cags and Arthur's Seat,
right,
there's a really solid path down through the valley between them. I think it used to be a road, you know. You see jeeps going up there and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant, because once you're running around all the slopes and things, you feel like it's flat, but it isn't. It's a pretty steep downhill.
Right.
So when you run down it, you're like, oh, yeah. I'm as fast as the wind.
It's so bleak and tough.
I was going down there in a pouring rain the other day. It was fantastic. Really superb.
Here we go.
Can we get it? Take it?
Yes.
Crossing the road?
Yes. Just beat it. Just beat the traffic.
This is a... I walked in the back door of this plumbing shop once and tickled myself, because I went in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a couple of shower cubicles and stuff inside, because it's a plumbing shop.
Right.
But I said to myself in a comedy on your own style, oh, no, I've come in the bathroom. Oh, laughing on my own at my own joke. Great days. Like Boris Johnson will be. Huh? It's a few months from now.
It'll be, I think that'll be just gobsmacked, actually.
Yeah. Or in Michael Gove's case, pobsmacked.
Gob. He's, just not realising that the teachers have given them the keys to the tuck shop and they didn't know how to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll find a...
Tuck, he said tuck, right?
They'll find a way. Yeah. And I know,
well, I remembered it. It really genuinely gave me comfort last night when I remembered Geoffrey Rush in Shakespeare and Love. It will all be all right in the end. Why? I don't know. But it will be.
It's just always it's right. It's just stuff that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there might be a war. But after that, yeah, everything will be fine.
I think I'd be surprised if in 10 years' time we'll notice a difference.
Yeah.
That's my honest opinion, but we'll see.
I have
we'll
to say, I don't know... I think your accent really suited that statement.
I'd be surprised if in 10 years' time we're not.
No, but I will though. I know, I believe you.
Because it's...
true what you say.
It's
valid.
It's ultimately marginal, but... And also, because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So...
But let's...
Big thing is, what's going to happen to Farage? That is the big question.
Yeah, poor guy. I don't think he really ever wanted to win anything. He looks really confused.
Well, he's just surrounded by five bodyguards constantly.
Yeah.
No, none of it. He's got no political allies.
Yeah. Including among all the people who completely agree with him.
Yeah, he's kind of... No, but he's sort of... He wasn't part of the official Leave campaign. Yeah. Without him, they wouldn't have had the referendum in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very isolated and simultaneously very powerful.
Yeah.
It's a very strange combo, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Let's go through Newington Green. Beautiful Newington Green we return to.
This is beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely spot. That's where I live, kids.
Home again.
Home again.
Home again, kids.
Did I ever tell you about the spooky thing about Newington Green? I wrote a song about it.
What is the spooky thing about Newington Green?
That's it, I wrote a song.
Oh, easy. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And Father Christmas, taxi driver, wasn't going to stop for us. I don't stop for zebra crossings post-Brexit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wrote a song about moving to Newington Green about 20 years ago. 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And had no idea that this place existed. Right. And now I live here. Very strange. Me and you, Newington Green, turn around. Yeah. It's a selfie with the Unitarian Church. And
Oh, that jazz.
Somebody said the other day on Facebook that, that I always pull a face on a photo.
That's true. That is accurate.
It's just, I'm just incapable of not doing that.
Yeah, yeah. He's
I don't know, it's my own personal failing. I'm not advocating it as a lifestyle. I'm just saying I can't.
I don't think it's a failing.
I just can't.
I think it's good use of face.
Yeah. I think it's a bit childish, but I just cannot. I just can't do it. Even when I try and put on a normal face, I'm trying to put on a normal face,
yeah,
which invalidates the whole
I think in different ways we both have ridiculous faces.
Yeah.
It would be dishonest to pretend otherwise. At least you don't do what my son does, which is fantastic. He was really laughing because he's old enough to get it, but still young enough to do it. He does that kind of fishy face, photo face.
All
this
right,
smile.
Then. What, the pounce like face? Oh, that one, I like that one.
Like a really tight, tucked in smile, like this. Which is brilliant. It's very hard not to build a face for a photo, and I think what you do is you just lean into it. You gurn like a good one, and we're proud of you.
Didn't
for
even
it.
Get the chance to talk about my daughter's prom night.
Tell it quick, we've got time.
That was great. They had a prom night. They all graduated.
Yeah.
Teachers turned up to make speeches about them. They all wore dresses and nice suits, and they're. Seemed to be an incredibly
were there any murders? It just feels like a horror film to me.
No, it was brilliant.
Great.
Brilliant. They're just incredibly motivated and self. They're just looking after each other. It's
that's
amazing.
A positive
honestly,
thought for the future.
Amazing generation. I don't know if it's just a school or what, but it was just.
Yeah.
It was such a positive.
It
experience.
Isn't just a school, you know. It's the I future. Think it is, I believe that children are our future.
Didn't David Beckham say that?
Teach them well and let them lead the way. I'm just going to get. This is us back at our house. Let me tell you how far
great
we've
run.
Come.
Nice little run that.
It was really nice. I thought we were going to get rained on. We didn't. You barely pulled a face there.
Yeah, barely.
And I'll give you the report from the app. We have just travelled. Just under 8 miles, actually.
Oh, that was nice.
And,
that felt like nothing, didn't it?
It did.
We're away.
Average speed, 8:45, which actually for a chatting run
it's
is
all right
nippy.
For a big chat run.
So, guys,
chat, stop, smell the flowers. Run.
Thanks for letting us download about recent events. Get in touch about running, about Brexit, about sausages.
Hopes for the future.
Nando's jokes.
Yeah, taking our marathon back.
Run Compod on Twitter and Instagram. The running commentary page on Facebook. We love you. We love each other. We'll talk
we
to
love
you next
to
week.
Run.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.